Hello, this is the English program. It is the 28th of November 2016, and it's almost, of course, Christmas, December 1st, on Thursday, I believe. And I thought it would be a great time to sort of, as we go into Christmas and we focus on Christmas and enjoy everything that Christmas has to offer, and go to all the Christmas carol concerts and eat mince pies and buy our Christmas crackers and everything, I think it's important to focus on that and to be happy. Now, the problem with Christmas compared to other things is only happens once a year, so you have to make the most of it, because once it's gone, and time always, doesn't matter what you do, time always goes quickly. Once something's gone, that's it. And you know, I know, whether you're looking forward to Christmas or not, whether you're the sort of person who usually enjoys Christmas or not, I am, by the way, I'm one of those people who'd be quite happy to have Christmas every day. Really, honestly. The problem is, however, that I am trying to get my all my things together so I can have time set aside to enjoy all the Christmas, you know, family stuff and go to all these concerts and things and try not to be working and, you know, everything. So I'm trying to make sure I enjoy it. Now, this is actually something we should be doing all the time, not just at Christmas. The difference is we do, all of us, we do at various times throughout the year. We do tend to do this. We say, oh, well, I'm really busy at the moment. I'm not getting the sort of business, work-life balance right. Doesn't matter. I'll do it next month. This month I'm busy, blah, blah, blah. The thing is, you can't do that with Christmas, because Christmas is only here for December, and then it's gone. So whatever your personal situation or circumstances, whether you have a family or whatever your situation, and you're the sort of person who is saying, well, I really want to try to make the effort, to make the time, but I'm too busy or this or that or blah, 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 you owe it to yourself now to start to get mentally prepared. And what you have to do is you have to adopt the thing that you should be adopting for everything all the time. This idea that you have to enjoy each day. Don't simply be saying, well, I'm too busy now to enjoy things. I'll do it next month or next year, because it will never happen. So I have some secrets to happiness, which I am going to share with you via some quotes, okay? Such as, friends show the love in times of trouble, not in happiness. So, if you do get into any bother or you have a problem over Christmas or before Christmas or any time of the year, remember that. Go looking for your friends. It's when you have a problem that you will realize properly who is and who isn't your real friend. Okay, so have a think about that. Now, focusing particularly on happiness and today versus the future. Now, happiness is not something that you can postpone for the future. Doesn't matter how busy you are, you can't postpone these things. Happiness is going to happen. You have to make it happen. Now, it's something that you have to design for today, because if you are always saying, well, oh, it's something I can do next month or next time or next week or next year, it's not going to happen. Happiness is when what you're thinking of, what you're saying, what you're doing, it's all together, because it's not just about talking, doing the talk. Oh, yes, next month, blah, blah, blah. You've got to do it. So if there's a Christmas carol concert tomorrow, or there's a mince pie eating competition next week, or you are invited to something Christmas family related over the next few days, do everything you possibly can, everything you possibly can, to go and to attend. Now, happiness is the key to success, but of course, You don't have to be successful in order to be happy. You've just got to enjoy life. Do things. You look back. All of the things you do instantly become memories. Wonderful memories to cherish in the future.